Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple's Identity Refreshing!
We are your morning mess, JD, Sienna, your guy Joey Boy. Listen, we got Kennedy on the line. Now, Miss Kennedy, you think that your man is cheating with the pastor's niece?
Ugh. All right.
Yeah, so over the past year, my boyfriend Michael, he's really gotten into his faith. And he found this church that he really likes, and he's dedicated to it. You know, personally, I'm not on the same level with him. But you know what? I believe in what he believes in, and I completely support him if that's what will help him grow. He's completely dedicated to this church, and he's even introduced me to the people. He even introduced me to the pastor. He also introduced me to the pastor's niece.
Okay.
Her name is Chloe, and she's like our age. And he's mentioned her before to me. They've become really good friends, and like, I trust Michael. So my first instinct wasn't, oh, I'm jealous. He's allowed to have friends that are women. That doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until like I saw them together last weekend. They worked on this church event together for like months. So they spent a lot of time together. I showed up to support. And the whole night, it was like they were a couple. Chloe might have this crush on Michael, but I still hold Michael accountable for the fact that he's kind of playing into it. He left me by myself, and he's just running around, and they're doing their own thing, and I'm watching them. They're like arm in arm, laughing. And when I talked to Chloe, she was like still flirting with Michael right in front of me. And so I asked Michael about it, and he told me, oh, you're overthinking everything. And guys, based on what I saw, I have a bad feeling about this. First of all, to be cheating, and then let alone to be cheating with the pastor's niece, that's insane.
I'm not getting any cheating vibes, I'll be honest, just based off what you described. That's just me.
Is it just your woman's intuition going off?
Yeah, that's all I have right now is my gut and then what I saw at the event.
If she is messing with your man, knowing that he is with you, are you going to swing on a pastor's niece? Or do you think that's one way ticket to hell?
Well, it depends on what she says to me.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
I don't think anything's happening, I'll be honest.
Well, let's find out. We're going to call up your man, offer him the free romantic hotel stay. We hope he says your name, Kennedy, and not this niece. Her name again was?
Chloe.
All right. Well, I'm going to pray on it. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Michael?
Speaking.
Hi, Michael. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Excuse me?
Yeah, so we saw you really present on Google and Yelp reviews, so we pulled your information from those sites and picked you as our grand prize winner, because all we ask in return for the free stay...
Excuse me, I'm not interested at this time.
Well, if you'd just give me one quick moment of your time, I wanted to let you know that we just asked for a review in return for the whole weekend stay for free. So you even get to bring a guest as well.
A weekend away for free.
Exactly.
For real.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but we are new to the North Scottsdale area, so we're just really trying to get our name out there and boost more people coming through our door. So we wanted to treat you and a guest in return for that review.
Again, for free.
For free, yes.
All right, let's hear it.
Congratulations, Michael. Very excited to set it up for you. So something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel. I know I'm kind of putting you on spot, but we address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a second to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Let's make it saucy.
Okay, what are you thinking?
Let's say I can't stop replaying those nights in my mind.
All right, I'm sure your guests will love that, Michael. As I write that down, I just have one more question for you. Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Chloe.
I feel so betrayed right now. You're such a hypocrite.
Hello?
Michael, really quick, we legally got to let you know that you're live on the radio with Kennedy. She listened to this whole conversation. She suspected you were messing with this girl, Chloe, and obviously you are.
This isn't fair to me. You've been cheating on me with this right in front of my face the whole time.
What are you talking about? You're being dramatic right now.
Do you think I care? How do you think I feel about this?
For you to put this all out there like this, it's not okay.
Did either one of you go to church?
I know.
Did anyone learn anything?
I don't think so.
I rebuke at the language.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to know, how the did you think this was going to happen? You're doing like this, and how did you just decide how I was going to react to all of this?
This is bullshit.
And let me tell you right now, this bitch got the right one.
I lost my religion.
She got the right one right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Are you swinging on site, Kennedy?
Absolutely. I'm leaving the job right now.
Okay, well.
Relax.
To do what? To do what?
To do God's work.
You'll find out. You and Chloe will find out.
Okay, so, Michael, you got to give her a heads up. I'm assuming, Kennedy, the relationship is over.
It's more than over.
Guess what, Kennedy?
I'm not guess. You know what? You can come pick your shit up at the door.
Okay, the religion went out the door.
Yeah,
okay.
It did. I was going to offer counseling services, but this is cooked.
No, you guys need Jesus.
Well, we'll let you go, Michael. Kennedy, he hung up, so obviously he's probably giving a heads up to this girl, Chloe, and I'm sure you have some things to do.
I'm, like, shaking right now. I'm so upset. And, like, I knew something was happening, but I just didn't have the proof, but I just need to calm down.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Good. Yeah, we need to calm down, Kennedy. You know what? I bought these needles for my kids. I'm going to give you one. You need a stress relief. You just squeeze the hell out of that thing.
That's a good alternative.
Yeah. Why don't you squeeze a needle for, like, a good hour?
Yeah.
I'll throw in the squishy. I even throw in this jellyfish squishy. I'm going to throw that in for you, too.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!